This is a prepaid call from
William Coons,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
Interesting.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
What is the last thing you can remember before the event occurred?
Sheet 4, take 2. Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. I am live. And probably nobody's here because I decided to do this last minute. And it's Saturday evening. Hopefully you're well. It is the homemade broadcast. It is episode 520 episodes. That's so stupid. And hopefully you got something good in your cup this evening. Tonight I'm drinking Willett Family Estate Small Batch Rye. It's at Costco right now. I found that. That was a good find. And, I had some time to kill, so I thought I would jump on and just kind of hang, you know, talk about stuff. What's going on? What is going on? What is happening? Man, I don't know. It's tough out there. Let's take a sip. That's pretty good. $58. It's hard to beat for $58. My name is Will Coons alone. I have some devastating news. Anna Hummel has been fired. Anna Hummel has been fired. She's been let go here at HMB Radio. She won't be back. It's been a tough week for her all around. We decided to part ways. She was, I found out that she was looking for other jobs. And, frankly, I cannot let that stand. I pay her half out of what I make in donations here when we get donations on the Venmo, Will Coons. I paid her, I would say, dozens of dollars over the past, I don't know, a few years. And, you know, it's just not fair to me. So I had to let her go. It's very unfortunate. There she is, right up here in the corner, right over here. So rest in peace to Anna. She won't be back. It's a shame, you know. It really is a shame. It could have been so much different. But Anna's gone. Anna, I hope Anna comes back. I don't know. I've talked to Anna a few times, and She's not doing great. First of all, she is bound, and let's just talk honestly here. Anna was let go from her day job over at a competing station. It was always weird since she left. Listen, I know there's some people here that are Bubba people. I know there's some people here that are Bone people, and it's a weird mix. There's this weird magnetism, you know, the positive and negative, where it's, I kind of like it. I think it's fun. It's like reuniting everybody, you know, for a good time. But it was weird since Anna left, got fired from the Bone. There's only so many places that you can go. It's a weird industry. It's not, the radio biz is not exactly on fire. There's not a lot of jobs. Actually, I take it back. There are a lot of jobs. If you want to play really bad music on a radio station owned by a corporation, you could do that. There's plenty of jobs for that. I would rather stick a gun in my mouth or work in a call center than do that, frankly. That just sounds terrible. Not only having these six-minute breaks, but, talk breaks, but you have to listen to really bad music all day long. And that's not good. Nobody really wants to do that. Anna doesn't want to do that. I don't want to do that. There's many people who don't want to do it, which is why there's so many jobs in those types of fields. If you like Taylor Swift, then you might enjoy the job. I do like Taylor Swift, but you know what I mean. That's the only pop star I know, frankly, right now. But there's other ones that are not as good as her. So it's not an industry that's on fire. There's only so many opportunities in this business. Tampa is lucky to at least have two. Kind of, right? I mean, there's the Bone, 102.5 The Bone, a phenomenal radio station. Really, I've said it before, I've listened to talk radio shows, morning shows across the country when I've, you know, had the time to sit down and look for jobs. Really spoiled here. The personalities from top to bottom, even Johnny B. I'm mad at Johnny B, but he's a good radio personality. And he would be a good morning personality in another market if he was given that opportunity. It's just, I don't know what it is. There's just, it feels like the people in the industry are just waiting it out. They're waiting it out. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of squeeze going on and a lot of budgets out there. And while The Bone is the top grossing, revenue generator, they also have the biggest payroll. So, and that's spent on pretty much a few personalities there during the day. Now, I make minimum wage, but I like doing that. So that was acceptable for me. And I got to a point in my career and my time where I decided that the work that I was putting in wasn't as rewarding as it was. And I stepped away from my thing. And Anna leaves, you know, Anna and I talked a lot about that. And Anna knows Johnny B. And you know, obviously they're really good friends too. And so we had spoken a lot. And, you know, Anna's spoken to me about her situation where she was concerned that she might end up losing her position there. She felt it. She had a feeling. And she expressed that she might, you know, look for positions, which I said, that's probably smart. You should do that. Because there are two games in town here in Tampa. I mean, there's a lot of radio companies, but I mean, there's, I guess, talk radio if you want to do sports or something, but, you know, Anna obviously is not doing sports. And there's two games in town. And typically what happens is when somebody gets fired from Cox, there's one person with a little pirate ship across the bay there, and that's the Bubs. That's the Bubs over there. I've never met the Bubs. I know the stories. I've heard stories. I know the stories that you know. Don't have anything against them. I don't know them. So that was another thing that was pretty annoying about this whole thing was that I got accused for a while there of I got the moniker Bubba Army Will, and I was like, I'd never even met. This is not fair. But there's a lot of emotion. A lot of emotion that takes place in. It's so weird. I remember when Anna got fired and she ended up heading over, you know, across the bay to the pirate ship that, you know, my boss was like, I can't believe she did that. And I was like, what is she supposed to do? Is she supposed to go wait tables now? Because she got fired? I mean, you fired her. And you go, I know. But I can't believe it. I can't believe she would do that. But it's because there's a lot of emotion going on there. People tend to not be rational when there's a lot of emotion going on. So when Anna went over there, it was weird because Anna's my friend. She is one of the most honorable people that I know. She is a kind person. She is a good person. She's definitely not a thief. I can tell you that much. Now, obviously, I did hear what happened. I did listen to Bub's show. And it's been very tedious, man. Very tedious 4 hours to get through that. And, you know, while I wasn't surprised necessarily, it was, I know it probably, you know, obviously I know it hurt her feelings because she thought these people were her friends. And then you find out, no, not really, but I get it. You know, it's tough. And now she's kind of, you know, really on the beach now, looking at jobs in other places. And it's like, do you want to go to Fort Walton Beach and do 6 minutes of talk time an hour and then play, you know, Pink Floyd, you know, 4 times an hour? It's not fun. So I don't know. Anna's constrained because she's also being, obviously her name's getting dragged through the mud, and she's not allowed to say anything because she signed a legal document that says that she is not able to speak. So it's kind of hard to defend yourself if you're legally not able to. And I'm sure that she would love to tell her side of the story, but she's not legally. She won't even talk to me really about it, the intricacies of it. But I do know her. I've known her for many years, and, you know, it's tough. She's definitely getting thrown under the bus for, you know, actions of other people that she, you know, was privy to after the fact, after these things happened. But, you know, I don't know. Oh, Moshy boy. Mosh Jelton's in the building. He's coming to save Tampa Bay Radio. All right, good. Somebody's got to do it. But, yeah, so Anna's got... I don't really know what else to say, but Anna got fired. That sucks. And hopefully she's back next week. I hope. And I would just like to say for my own two cents here, that Anna Hummel is a very honorable human being, a very good person, very nice person, very conscientious of her surroundings, and... just don't believe everything that you hear. That's really all I can say. There is there's talk of, I remember Anna being like, hey, do you want to come join us? Come, maybe I can get you a job, after I walked away from Johnny B. And I said, I don't know if that's a good idea. Like, you're there. I just know from past experience over the years that nobody tends to last over there. And I had my buddy was telling me, well, nobody really lasts at the Bone either. I go, yes, they do. They last at the Bone for a long time. Everybody's still there, for God's sakes. Which is my problem, because there's nowhere for me to shoehorn myself in. Man, I don't know. And if you have any, you know, I'm not under an NDA, so I can talk, but I also don't really know anything. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer those. Oh, we did get a few people to show up here. That's nice. Let's see. Dropped a few hundred pounds. Yeah. Joe. Joe's in the mirror. Yep. First. Yes, sir. First thumbing. Yep. Good evening. Good evening to you, fat pig. Nothing Tubby says makes sense. I don't know if that's about me or somebody else. So Anna quit your show. No, she didn't. That's really bad placement. It's covering up my whole head. No, she didn't quit. I fired her. No, she'll be back. I hope. I think she might be taking some time off, so I don't know. Yeah, that's another thing. I haven't listened to terrestrial radio in many years, says Donkey Teeth. Yeah, I know. And it's a weird, there's a lot of people that still do, but boy, there's a lot of competition online. Joe, God bless you, Joe. Thank you. Love Anna, Bubba made a mistake. Yes, this is really bugging me. Can I place these somewhere else, the chats? Not really a good placement there for me. What about this? I guess that's all right. I'm fighting back tears. Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. But, it's a matter of time. And I think she knew that, too. Also, I always want to know what the contingency plan is. He doesn't look like your former employer takes great care of himself. And I know that's really the pot calling the kettle black there, but... what happens if he doesn't wake up? You know, he's not a young man anymore. Would Anna just, like, take over that thing? I think it just comes to an end, right? I don't know. Anything else? Yes. Boner's up. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. Get home from work and watch this. Yeah, I mean, you're not missing much. I don't really know. Grown man making fun of a woman. Meh. You know, that's the biz. She's always tough. She can take it. She gets it. I'll hire her as my PCA. Okay. What else? It's just crazy that she isn't allowed to defend herself. We can talk 4+ hours doing nothing. I'm talking nothing about her. It's just crazy that she isn't allowed to defend herself, but he can talk about her. Oh, doing that. Yeah, well, I mean, it was kind of part of the deal, right? I had somebody say that, oh, it's pretty common for people to sign NDAs in the business. I don't think so. Never heard of that in my life. Boy, that's a big advantage, though. If you want to get rid of somebody and make them sign an NDA so they're not allowed to talk about anything, that's a really good way to win. I mean, it's smart. I'm not trashing it, but not particularly, you know, honorable, I would say. Let's see. That's how you can get away with lying constantly. And the rubes never question anything. Yeah, I mean, like, again, I don't want to... I know that there's some stuff there that went down that I don't think that Anna was really privy to, but I don't really know. Again, I know what the very little that I've kind of heard. So... And I'm not part of this. I'm not part of the feud. I'm not part of any of this stuff. I'm loyal to me and my friend. So that's who I'm loyal to there. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it is a really good way to win an argument there. And you can just say whatever you want, and legally by law, nobody else can say anything. It's not ideal. So I don't know. I don't really know what else to say about it. Like, I wish I knew more, but she's not even allowed to talk to me. So I know that she got in trouble because she looked for another job. The audacity. Florida's a right-to-work state, man. You get fired for anything. But that's kind of a goofy one. Let's see. Rob went there and didn't last. Yeah, I mean, listen, again, I'm not effing anybody. Not effing anybody. But that is true. Doesn't seem like anybody really spends too much time there. You get a few years, maybe. Anna had a really good run there. And I told her very early on to, okay, I get what you're doing, because otherwise you are going to be, you know, waiting tables. And you don't want to do that, but you should be looking for something else. Now, but she was having a good time. She loved that job. I'm sure it was fun. No doubt about that. But that's what happens. And now she's stuck. And now she's like persona non grata with everybody. Because once you move over to the pirate ship from the bone, then you're like, nope, you're persona non grata. You're not even allowed to be talked about. But now she's blacklisted. All her connects over there are gone now too. So now she's just alone. It's really kind of sad. I'm hoping what I would like her to do is to start creating content over here, because I was doing that and I don't have time anymore. So maybe I can get her to fire up the streams here on willsyoutube.com, HMB Radio. That would be nice. I don't know why, Mosh, you should go over to Bubba. That would be, I mean, it seems logical. I don't know why you don't angle for that if you're still watching. You might not last very long, but you'll get some time over there, I'm sure. I don't know. Well, I feel like I haven't really... I don't know what to say. She can't even talk to me. But I know that some of the allegations against her are... I don't believe them. And you shouldn't either. That's all I can really say. It's a shame, you know? Now she's stuck out there. Just swimming in a water. Both pirate ships now off access to her, and she's stuck. It's not a good spot, not a good place to be. So what else is going on? What else is happening? What's the haps? What's going down? Anybody have anything? I don't know. I think I'm just gonna go get drunk, guys. I've had a long day, very exciting day. I can't tell you. But something big happened today. Let's see. Joe says that he's going to send... Okay. Yeah, she'll like that. She loves a good mukbang. Stuff your face, Joe. Send those vids. That's all I got. That's all I got, I guess. I don't know. Thanks for tuning in. Don't believe everything you hear. Do you have any of my voicemails to play? No, I don't, Joe. I'm sorry. I got to edit those because I don't want people's phone numbers showing up. But I will. I will do that, hopefully by next week. 813-693-2124 if you want to join us over there. The Deadpool trailer was sick, okay? I'll take your word for that. I think that's the Ryan Reynolds. Okay, cool. I like it. Well, I don't know. Anyway, have a good week. I just wanted to say I hope Anna's back on Wednesday. And if not, I guess I'll do the show by myself. And I'll actually have, you know, stories and things to talk about. And it'll be fun. So Wednesday at 6 p.m. We'll see you then. And, you know, keep her in your thoughts, folks. Keep her in your thoughts. And I just wish the best for everybody, you know, including Moss Shelton. Cheers.